BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
His Tuesday Scott Mills Daily, a massive show including Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. And a playground insults game. It's brilliant. Greg James on Real or No Real. And Chris has a festive quiz for us.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Oh, oh, oh. BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, it's Scott Mills here. I've done what I think so many other people in the office do at this time of year. And, well, I just feel like an idiot.
You've made a beast of yourself, my friend. Mm-hmm. A beast.
Just stayed out a little bit too late last night, to be honest.
I've not seen you like this for quite a while. It's fascinating to see. It's like you want to hide from all of us here. You went, you walked through the office so fast to get straight in here.
That's right.
To your comfortable, happy place.
This is my comfort zone right here. If we can, can we lock those doors, do you think?
We can do, but the pizzas that you've ordered to arrive. And whilst we're at a big shout out to the personal trainer that you missed.
Stop it. That was nothing to do with this.
No? Okay.
No, I just feel like a bit of an idiot. Do I look bad?
You look worse than I've seen you.
One of those nights where you stay out a little bit later than you should have done.
But it's Christmas. Well, you know what, though? And you need to be aware of it because, you know, some people have been listening to you for such a long time, they will be able to tell when you're overcompensating.
Do you think?
Yeah, that first link.
Yeah, it was
the
really...
Major Lazer one.
Good afternoon, it's Scott Mills here.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that inside.
Well overcompensating. And that's what you do, though. When you feel bad,
yeah,
you want to make out that everything is fine.
Yeah, I'm absolutely fine. I'm going to play Coldplay.
Well, hang on,
I'm just going into DJ mode. Hang on.
It will be interesting to try and work out when you're overcompensating.
Right.
And today's a big show as well. You know that today's a massive show.
It's a huge show. We've got Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg on at 1:40. And that's me being genuinely excited.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that.
Two of the biggest guests we've had for ages on the show at 1:40 this afternoon. It's going to be hilarious. I haven't even got my phone.
Lost your phone as well.
I don't know where that is.
Scott. Good.
Here's Paul McCartney.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, here's the thing. David in St Albans has been on, saying, sorry to hear you're not feeling too yass today, but can you please get Chris to sort out his Christmas presents, please? It's massively stressing me out. David, it's stressing you out. How do you think I feel right now?
Well, it's none of your business, really.
Okay, hang on a second. How much did I try and help you last night?
You did, actually. You sent me all the links for
all
the
presents. I sent you links for stuff. Oh, it's none of your business.
No, actually, that was a really bad thing to say. Mm. It shouldn't be your business, but I appreciate that you're taking it on.
So after I sent you all those, click and collect links, did you actually go to the shop after
I'm going
to
do it today.
Night? Oh, you didn't even go!
No, because it's fine. I just need to get it done by 3 p.m, it says. Okay?
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
Someone's got a bet on you not actually getting any Christmas presents. That's on Twitter right
now. That's strange. That's a strange thing to think.
I can see what they've done there. I'm not feeling the best. Should we break out some emergency Christmas NSYNC?
Go on then.
Oh, yes. Christmas time. I discovered this last year from an awful 90s film, Christmas film that I watched.
There's a load of workmen on a building site right now enjoying this. It doesn't say where you are, though. I think in Lincoln. Enjoy.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. It's just at the end of the film, and I just spotted it last year. Do you remember?
It does make you feel good. I've got a question for you. When's Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell happening?
1:40 today.
Merry Christmas.
Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg on this show. 1:40. Tell everyone you know.
Yeah. BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. I'm with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, who are dressed extremely smartly. I want to think that it's for this interview. It's probably not.
It is.
It is.
It is.
Yes. I was just going to come in usual flip-flops and T-shirt, but Mark said...
Bum bag.
No. These are the guys.
I was in my underwear.
Yeah.
I just got dressed in the lobby. Borrowed the suit from a gentleman.
He was in his underwear smoking a cigar in the lobby, just being Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. But, and also you kind of match. Was there a memo that went around or like an email?
No,
just text each other before, no?
This is just the way we do our thing.
There's a shiny shoes.
Look how blue your eyes look.
Right? Wow. Sparkling.
Wow. It's good lighting in here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're very excited to have you two back together in a film. Here's what it's about. It's called
Scott,
Daddy's
Home.
Is that
you?
Yeah, it was a long time. But why have you got that? Why is the picture of me?
Because I found it in the lobby.
Did you?
Can I have
that,
you sign it for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I signed that for you, Will. Okay, great. It's a few years ago, but I'll sign it for you.
Lol that Will Ferrell's holding one of your promo pictures, Scott.
It's good.
You want one, Mark?
Yeah.
I have one.
All right, okay. Yeah, they're just in reception. All the DJs. You pick some more out
of the way.
Do you
find this the strangest thing that he's holding a picture of your face
right now?
A little
bit. Stranger if he does actually ask me to sign it at the end.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what I was leaning against the radiator at the time. They made me do it.
Trying to prevent you from getting to a question.
It's a good tactic and it's working. The film is called Daddy's Home. Well, you're an easy kind of regular guy who just wants to become the best stepdad to his
yes.
wife's kids. Mm-hmm. But Mark, you're the real father, and when you arrive on the scene, the two of you are competing for the affection of the kids.
Yes.
True.
Yes.
I'm guessing it was fun to work together again.
It was great fun.
Wonderfully fun.
Yes. We that's why we did.
Joyous occasion.
It was a joyous occasion.
Was it
to reunite.
Like, was it a bit like getting back together with an ex?
We never broke up.
Thank you.
You always hold the place in my heart.
Yes.
Reserved for only you.
For only me.
Do you have your own special little ways between each other? Like when you're on set? Like
They're not actually in love.
No, I get that.
No. You mean like a knowing glance?
Yeah, like you know what you have in a friendship.
Or a cheeky wink?
Yeah. A special handshake.
What am I?
I just kind of made a flappy hand move.
Well, that's a flappy wiener. Whoa.
That's what that kind of looked
like.
That's
like a wiener flap. Mm. Don't flap it, well, like that.
No. Who do you think from your two characters is the most desirable male?
Will.
I would say my character is a little more emotionally available.
Yes.
But in terms of the kind of quintessential male who we all aspire to be in some way, shape, or form, it'd be Mark. We all picture ourselves as Dusty in some level.
Dusty is like Fonzarelli from Happy Days.
I like the bit where like he's coming down the escalator looking all buff and your face is just like, oh, great.
That's fantastic. That's my competition.
Yeah, right
but
there.
What wins then, do you think, generally? Do you think humor wins or looks?
It all depends if it's the beginning, middle, or the end.
So what's the beginning? Yeah. Looks.
The looks.
Okay, middle?
The wood.
Sure. And the end?
The laughs.
Gotta have the laughs. In the film, there's a scene where you are buying the kids the Christmas presents. And Will, you buy a donkey in an attempt to...
A pony.
A pony. Sorry.
Is that what they call ponies here, donkeys?
Pony.
Yeah.
It's a pony.
It's a pony.
In an attempt to...
I think it's this... No,
it's
pony definitely isn't a donkey.
It's not.
No.
Don't get it mixed up.
No, yeah, it was a pony.
It's a pony. In an attempt to one-up, Mark, did this kind of bring back any memories of having to find presents for your kids? You haven't obviously bought your kid a pony.
No.
Or have you?
I'm trying to think.
His 12-year-old has a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Chauffeur-driven.
The brand-new Mercedes pony.
Yeah. That's Hollywood for you, though.
Yeah, because
that's what it should be.
$270,000.
Imagine if you did bring home a donkey as a gift. That would be a major insult.
And you thought you were buying a pony?
And you got a child?
I got a donkey instead.
A big donkey.
And your kids would be like, Dad, that's a donkey. That's not a pony.
You're a donkey.
That is my bad, though, because I did think it was a donkey in the film.
a donkey would be much... I'm sure you could get 10 donkeys for the price of a pony, I would think.
Do you think they're a lesser animal?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so that's confirmed.
More of a laboring-type animal.
Yeah.
Right.
More efficient in the field.
Mm.
BBC. BBC Radio 1. One.
If either of you were my dads... Yeah. I would expect something really banging for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, yeah,
like
a slap.
Yeah, because... You give me a slap.
Well, you said banging.
Oh, yeah.
Bang your head off the window.
I might prefer you as a dad.
Really upset if I just got you a nice leather wallet.
Or like an after, or like the deodorant.
He wouldn't get you the
sets.
Wallet. He'd get you the chain, the pocket chain for the wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could buy you something incredible, but he probably wouldn't.
I'd expect something amazing from you.
Mm. What would you
do
like?
You feel the pressure's on at Christmas?
He just asked you what you missed.
What
that.
Would you like?
Oh my God. If you and my dad, genuinely, I'd be looking at. I'd be looking at like a massive. Yes. Like a full size pool table. A full size.
Mm. Can you run to that, Mark?
Well, then if I was your dad, I'd probably be laying on that pool table with your mom.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. This is taking a horrible turn.
Exactly. Oh, you don't want that image.
Yeah. No, and that's right. I've got that image.
Well, you started it.
Ask him to buy you a football club.
Could you buy me a football club?
Yes.
That's such a good question.
I could.
Yeah. It's called Watford FC.
What is the value?
We're Premiership now.
Oh yeah.
Really? What is the value?
I don't know the value of it, but I think you could pick up a player for for a million.
Staying out of relegation. At this point?
Yeah, we're actually all right, mid-table.
Okay, mid-table.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I mean, genuinely, you could buy a football club. If one of your kids asked for it, you would do that.
No.
No?
No.
It depends on the price.
Yes. You know what happens with kids who have parents that have money? They don't appreciate things.
Right.
They don't take care of it, so you get them too much stuff, and it basically just gets discarded around the house.
But I take it you would so appreciate...
Only. He wouldn't take it for granted.
Massively appreciate it.
Waterford FC.
Watford.
Oh, Watford, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought it was like Waterford Crystal.
That would be the best. Even if you could just get me like the stands named after me or something like that, just a section of the stadium. Hmm.
What if we were able to purchase that you could play a half for Watford?
Well, that would be incredible.
Yeah. Mm.
Can you play?
What would your position be?
Is this only if I'm your son, or is this,
this
conceivable
is
that I could make this happen
right, this
today?
Is,
oh, I'm not helping you.
Oh, man, this is it's worth asking, I guess, lads. Yeah. Fine.
Let's move on. Let's go back to
my friend owns the Celtics.
What?
Yeah, Dermot Desmond. Do you want to play for the Celtics?
I'll play for whoever will pay me.
The Celtic Club.
Right, yeah.
That's a done deal. No offense here, Will, but in the film, Mark, you look particularly buff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that mad scene where you're doing the one-armed pull-ups while having a full-on conversation. I like to think that you do that just at home, just because you can.
I do that while watching television.
Do you?
Doing homework with my kids. I have a pull-up bar in my kitchen.
Oh, that's good.
But when you
that's
were having
how it, that's how it looks so easy, because he's doing it all the time.
When you were having that conversation, you genuinely didn't look like it was any effort whatsoever.
Yeah.
Were you crying inside?
No, I think the gentleman below me holding my feet was.
Oh, no.
Movie magic.
No, you're joking.
Movie magic.
No, that
genuinely
was
didn't even think
10,
that.
Take 11.
Okay, right.
And had some assistance.
Now, in the film Daddy's Home, your two characters do compete against each other for the affection of the kids. Obviously, there are so many times that you do exchange insults, but they have to be kind of PG because you're in front of the children.
Sure.
Now, I've got a little game in mind that there's a reason that you're sat like this is it kind of puts you two into competition again with each other. We've done this before on our show, and I think that you'll be brilliant at it. It's just playground insults. So can we play the clip? So you take it in turns to insult each other, and if you laugh, you're kind of out. Go.
If you were a movie, you'd be Home Alone 5.
You're like the extra Home Alone that no one wanted.
Okay.
Rubbish.
You stare at cartons of orange juice because they say concentrate.
If you were a meal, you'd be a salad. A rubbish salad with no dressing. And dirty
Stop
leaves.
Stop it. I'm jealous of people that don't know you.
Okay, that was a little bit unpleasant, that last one.
Pretty good one.
I wasn't good at this game.
So it's not an easy game.
I noticed that you guys aren't swearing.
But no, that's the thing.
Oh,
we can't swear.
It's quite PG. You've got to imagine that the kids are around.
Oh.
Okay. So
that's where I struggled with the game, because it's very easy to throw out the obvious.
Yeah.
I was about to tell you to stick your little up your big...
You know what?
Mm. That kind of works, though, because you sort of censored it.
You're censoring it yourself. So are we okay to have a go at this?
I'll try my best. Okay. I'm not That's promising.
Okay. All right. Stick around, because we'll try it after this. Just a couple of playground insults. Wait right there. The Scott Mills
Daily. Cigala, Sweet Lovin' on BBC Radio 1. Right, you'll notice a couple of festive sound effects in the next part of this interview. I've got my festive bells out to cover some of what Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg were saying.
I can't imagine what kind of thing they were saying. But the good news is, if you do want to see what they were saying and hear it, there is an uncensored version on YouTube.
Yeah! BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
1.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. We're with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg about to play the Playground Insults game. They're now sitting opposite one another. I would like you to take it in turns to throw insults at each other. If one of you laughs, you're out the game. No pressure. Who wants to start? Does anyone have a decent insult knocking around their head?
I'll start.
Okay, okay, oh, Mark's going to start. Huge. We're going to step out the way now. Okay, good luck, here we gentlemen. Go. Stare each other out.
Mark to serve.
I'm getting ready. You're not a nice person. Ooh.
You smell like baby barf.
Your hair looks like a Brillo pad that I want to scrub my with.
You wish you could scrub your with my Brillo head if you had it. You was. Can I say that?
You already did.
On the line.
Twerp.
Okay, compose. Okay.
Yeah.
You're a wonderfully looking human being.
He's been sarcastic. It's
not, no.
You're a terrible actor. In your movies, I can see you, in your coverage, mouthing the line of the other actor. Silently to yourself.
Your blue eyes make my brown eyes brown.
Again, I think he's been sarcastic.
Your mama raised you well.
You're a poor man's Mike Myers.
Your last movie really was underwhelming.
Jack Black will kick your ass.
Ooh. Ooh.
You got a great ass for a guy from Boston. Can I go again?
You can go again. Well, if you've got it in, yes. You go again.
If I was on a desert island and I had a choice between eating a Wahlburger and a raw dead fish, I would eat the dead fish.
Your Anchorman mustache was made from Howard's pubic hair.
Oh, your friend Howard?
Mm-hmm.
You're so old, when you were a kid, rainbows were black and white.
That doesn't sound very original. Ben Stiller said every time he did a joke, you wanted a new take.
Ooh.
Because he was funnier than you.
I
thought he was going to jump on me.
New Kids on the Block just called. And they talk to Ace. And they wanted you as a backup dancer, but they chose Ace.
Okay, that's definite laughter from Mark there. So Will Ferrell wins the Playground Insults game today with the low blow
well done.
About a 90s boy band. Mark and Will, thank you so much for playing the Insults game. That was pretty tense at times, but I very much enjoyed it.
It's much more difficult than you think.
This is my favourite thing ever.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Yeah.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Lee's been on saying absolute quality, Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Actually, almost crying with laughter, can't wait to see the movie. They were great. I love the insults game as well. And the video is already there on Radio 1 YouTube channel. If you want to see the insults game with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, it is a little bit naughty though, just to warn you if you're feeling a bit sensitive today.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Kiss me under the mistletoe, baby, that you love me so.
That is a banger. I forgot about that. Justin Bieber and Mistletoe on BBC Radio 1. Calling people shorty. Hello.
Christmas music has got very strange here at Radio 1. I know a lot of people have been talking about it. Did you hear Grimmy this morning? Some of the songs he was playing. He played this one ludicrous. I mean, like, literally ludicrous song. Some Christmas remix this morning. Mm.
Well, you wait for the next half hour, my darling. I've got the Lewisham and Greenwich NHS Choir.
What? Oh, of course, yes, yeah. That's on. That's potentially
on. Yeah. I'm going to break out some Shaky later as well. It's all good, sugar. Good afternoon, Sophie in Leicestershire, who is currently doing some last-minute Christmas panic shopping with her dad. 4 hours in, still no presents bought at all. When are you doing yours again?
As soon as possible.
No, but when is that, though? Like, give me an actual time and date.
Okay, I'll do it after the show today.
Okay, because you're stressing me out beyond belief.
Don't get stressed, because I'm not stressed, because you know what? It will get done.
But I've
one way or another,
out.
It will get done.
I've sent you the link to click and collect. You haven't collected.
No, I've not clicked yet. Just,
you haven't even clicked.
1 million hours with BBC Radio 1.
One. Scott Mills here. You know we've been talking in December about our massive project which we've undertaken called 1 million hours. Loads of you have pledged time already. We're not asking for money on this occasion. We're asking for your time. Just a few hours if you can spare it. For the charities that you'll see on the Radio 1 website. And loads of people are getting involved with it.
Oh, so many people. And it's great to see. And it's been dominating Twitter, Instagram, everywhere with the hashtag 1 million hours. It's been awesome.
So thank you very much if you have pledged some time already. If not, then make it a thing that you do in the new year. Because actually, you'll find it so rewarding. Mm. Use the hashtag 1 million hours on social. So recently, Chris went to take over a whole town in Northamptonshire.
Well, that was the aim. Well, we had this idea that perhaps I could go to a town, any town, we chose Corby, and try and get one town to do 1 million hours on its own. It's quite an ambitious idea, that. Now, I'm going to be honest, we didn't get 1 million hours just out of Corby.
No, I thought that when you said it, it was a bit ambitious just from one town.
But
we've got a whole year to do this.
But it was an interesting journey, and it was... Well, do you know what? We met a lot of interesting people because there were really funny times when we were in Corby. There were emotional times. And yeah, we met so many people who are volunteering, also interested in volunteering, and heard some incredible stories. People like Luke, for example, who volunteers at a hospice.
Yeah, so Luke works in the shop for Lakelands Hospice, and more than 80% of their workforce are volunteers.
I found myself in a predicament where I was unemployed, I was with the job seekers, and I wasn't personally in a very good place in my mind. We suffered a family tragedy with the cancer.
Do you feel what you're doing is really honouring them and really...
110%. I know for a fact that my mum would be proud of me to this day for what I am doing. To be able to give back to a community that you can just... Even if you spend an hour contributing to, I can't explain. It gives you so much pride to be able to give back to those people that are going through that situation.
Why did you go to a swimming pool?
Right, so obviously you hear stories like that, you feel inspired, you want to do the very best you can to get people in Corby volunteering. So I just wanted to get out and about, make as much noise as possible, found the local swimming pool and learned that they have... What do you call them? A loudspeaker system,
like
in there.
A Tannoy
announcer system. Managed to get control of it.
Of course you did. I mean, why would you not want to do that?
There's a captive audience there swimming.
Yeah. So here's you on the Tannoy at the Corby East Midlands International Pool.
Okay, all fine. It's fine. I'm a professional. Ready? Is this on? Hello? Good afternoon, swimmers. This is the voice of BBC Radio 1's Chris Stark.
I believe one of Radio 1's finest exports. I'm a friend of the one that did the crab on Strictly. You know, Scott Mills, also known as Moonface. Anyway, I'm on a mission to get as many people pledging hours to volunteer in Corby as I possibly can. If you're interested, dry yourself properly, get your phone from your locker, maybe help yourself to a snack from the vending machine, and then I need you to get on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtags Chris and Corby and hashtag 1 million hours. We'd love for you to get involved.
But for now, carry on swimming.
That's great. That's so good.
So the whole story about what happened in Corby is on tonight on Radio 1 if you want to give it a listen.
Thanks for mentioning the crab thing, by the way, to the pool there.
I do it all the time anyway. You know that.
So hashtag 1 million hours and the show from where Chris tried to rally as much support as possible from Corby is on tonight on Radio 1. It's Radio 1 Stories, Volunteer Town, 9 p.m. tonight.
1 million hours with BBC Radio 1.
One.
Jack Garrett coming up and also Blinky, that tune, Don't Give Up.
How are you feeling at the moment, Scott?
Just
glad you seem to be okay. Alive. You do seem okay. I mean, I know it was quite a big night for you.
I'm fine.
Times during the show, you have been overcompensating, it feels.
I have a little bit. Do you know I'd like to be wearing a dressing gown right now.
Yeah. Is it one of those?
Yeah, a little bit.
But then that would be weird, wouldn't it?
Maybe on Christmas Day.
Or just a robe, a silk robe.
I've never done a show in a robe before. Could be time.
Do you know what I've got for you anyway? I've got a little thing to perk you up a little bit.
Well, what have you got? Anything? Help me.
Right. Just think a little quiz. Little quiz.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
I love a quiz.
It's not a Friday, but it feels like that kind of feeling, you know, that kind of Friday feeling, but now.
Yeah, everyone's kind of winding down now, aren't they? Mm. Right. Okay, so a Christmas quiz, is it?
A little festive quiz. Just perk you up a little bit.
Keen. Very soon.
I was born in a thunderstorm. I grew up overnight. I played alone, I played on my own. I survived.
BBC Radio 1.
Mel's here, it's nearly Christmas, 3 days away. Another Christmas song coming up. Gonna have to break out some Shakin' Stevens. Just gonna have to. And Chris is obsessing a little bit over this Christmas quiz that he's gonna give us in just a moment. BBC Radio 1. Hello, if you're driving home for Christmas, like Gemma, who's going from Norwich to Leicester right now. Hope these tunes help. It's Blinky on Radio 1. Blinky, Don't Give Up on Love.
This is BBC Radio 1.
3 days to Christmas and Chris is excited because he's got a festive quiz for all of us. Who's going to play it, though?
You never guess who I've got on the phone, Scott. One of our favourite people this year. Do you remember Will Has a Badger? He's the guy that goes on all the stag do's with his toy badger. Remember him?
I remember. Is he on the line?
Yeah.
Hello, Will.
Hello, Scott. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
It's been an eventful year for you, hasn't it, Will?
Yeah, to say the least. It's been very eventful.
Do you know how many stag do's you've been on now?
22.
22 stag do's in a year. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes it feels like, increasingly, mates are getting married and it's like there's more and more stag do's going on.
Yeah.
That's just that a feeling that I have, but imagine 22 stag do's in a year.
When was the last one you went on?
About 2 weeks ago.
Have you broken up for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm doing a bit of work. Just get some money for next year.
Are you going to do the same next year?
Yeah, it's all booked up already next year. Right.
What do you mean?
I've got about 7 booked in.
Yeah, you're like Glastonbury. You have to book so far in advance.
This is all because you were on our show once.
Yeah, do you remember you wanted to replace me going on a stag do?
Yes, it's all your fault, Chris. Mm. If you'd gone, then I'd still be a nobody.
Yeah, but you've kind of turned this into a lifestyle choice now. It's quite incredible.
Yeah, I'm still looking for an agent. But yeah, I've been doing some TV work recently as well. So
what do you
progressing.
Mean?
Yeah, been on a couple of TV programmes.
What shows?
I was on Pick Me, which is a quiz show. I've been on a Fast Day show with Gabby Roslin.
Can I ask a favour for 2016? 2016, can you make sure we're properly credited whenever you do an interview? Because I have noticed that you've made a few papers and stuff.
Yeah, you definitely mentioned in most of the things I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a call from James Corden's producer as well.
There
so
we go. You're joking me.
No, that's unreal.
In America?
In America, yeah.
What do they want?
They were just looking to maybe do a little piece with me.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you make sure you mention this show.
I will.
On James Corden, yeah?
Of course, yeah.
Several times.
Sorry, got a bit territorial there. Just to be clear, these are all stranger stag do's. They're not people you know at all before you go on them.
No, all strangers. About 300 of them now.
And will you stay in touch?
Yeah. I've still talked to quite a few of them on Facebook here and there.
You're willing to do hen parties as well. And in fact, this year you went on a drag do, didn't you?
Yeah, that was, yeah. I just, there's not much I can say about that.
Okay.
Incredible experience.
Okay, should we do this quiz then?
Well, I'm so keen for this. You up for a quiz, Will?
Yeah, let's do that.
I love a quiz, especially at Quizmas. No?
Go for it.
All right.
So is this like one of those BuzzFeed things?
Yeah. It's which Christmas dinner dish are you? Right? Just cause we can.
Yeah. And everyone Christmas. Does these quizzes.
Yeah, and it's the kind of thing that when I was at school, when our teachers got properly bored, they would wheel these kind of things out for lessons.
Yeah.
You know, just to fill up time. And I appreciate there are still people at work and they need distracting around this Quizmas time.
So. Yes. So this is just us filling up time now.
No, that undersells the quiz, Scott.
So what's the quiz called?
Which Christmas dinner dish are you?
Amazing.
So just think about that. It's like all quizzes on the internet, they're kind of useless. Do you know what I mean? They don't provide much of an insight or help you in your life in any way.
But you still do them.
Yeah, exactly. And in case you're wondering what dinner dish are you, we can now all do this and find out. Everyone can join in.
Let's play the game.
Here we go. Ready, Will?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Which of these Christmas cracker jokes do you find the funniest? A. What do you get if you cross Santa with a duck? A Christmas quacker.
Sorry.
B. Who delivers presents to baby sharks at Christmas? Anyone? Santa Jaws.
Rubbish.
C. How do snowmen get around? They ride an icicle. A bit like a bicycle.
Sure.
Like
I know what you mean.
All right.
Well?
Well, that's a tough choice. I'd say A.
Yes, I was going to go A as well if I was playing the game.
But then it's tricky, isn't it? Because you don't know if the joke's that funny or if it's the way I delivered it. Because that's the thing with comedians, right? Sometimes the jokes aren't that great. But a comedian can say things in certain ways. It's well funny.
That's right. So you went for a Christmas quacker.
Yeah, keep the animal theme.
What do you get if you cross Santa with a duck? A Christmas quacker.
Yeah, all right.
It's good, that. It's not bad, is it? The thing is with cracker jokes, you're sort of forced to pretend to laugh along. That's the most annoying thing for me. If you do a cracker with someone, you know the joke's going to be rubbish, and then people think it's funny to go, oh awful jokes, aren't they? It's like, yes, but what's more awful is you doing that reaction.
Yeah, forced laughter, forced fun. Next.
Okay, what is your Christmas present buying strategy? A, ordered online months ago. B, head to the high street for a bargain. Or C, panic buy at the petrol station.
I know which one you are.
Obviously, yeah. Panic buying.
C.
Well, definitely C. Yeah, it's a C. I've still not done mine yet.
Oi, Will, do you buy a present for your badger?
Yes, that's first on the list.
Right, and are you still with the girlfriend there?
Yes.
Still with her?
Is it tricky buying for two people, like the badger and the girl and your girlfriend? How do the budgets compare?
Luckily, I can get both their clothes from the same shop, so it's not too bad.
Okay, and who do you spend more on?
Always Seth.
Right,
Seth,
okay.
The badger.
I'll tell you what, should we break for a track?
Okay,
let's have a song, and we'll come back in a minute, Will, all right?
Yeah, see you soon.
All right, speak to you in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, we're in the middle of a quiz. Which Christmas dinner dish are you? It's Christmas, it's fine.
It's the quiz of the year.
It really is. Will's on, he's got a badger called Seth. Hi.
Hey.
Spoken to you a lot on the phone this year, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for your next question?
Yeah, bring it on.
Okay, quack on.
Quack on, yeah.
How will you conduct yourself on Christmas Day? A, a couple of waters and a board game. B, one mulled wine and pull a cracker. C, make a beast of yourself and shout at your nan.
It's definitely C. I definitely make a beast of myself.
Really?
I'll be on it quite early.
Christmas?
Yeah.
You strike me as the kind of guy, though, that goes out on Christmas Eve. I always think that's a massive mistake.
Oh, we've all done it.
No, of course. If you go out Christmas Eve, then you're already awake Christmas morning, so...
What's your worst Christmas Day story, or Christmas Eve?
Oh, well, a few years ago, I went to visit my mum for Christmas dinner. Obviously, I went out till 8 in the morning, Christmas Eve, and then I was so ill, just couldn't face it, so I stayed in bed all day.
Yeah, that happens.
Oh, we've all been there. Mm. Horrible, though, isn't it? And you just feel like an idiot afterwards.
Yeah, I was disowned.
Yeah, and also, if you're disappointing your family for a day, that's a tricky situation. Like, yep. Disapproving mums.
Yes.
Like, oh, you knew... I'm not doing an impression of my mum.
Okay, one more then.
You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Who would you like in your stocking? Oh.
Can't who stocking?
No, it's the idea of putting someone in a stocking for Christmas Day. Do you know what I mean? Like, sounds like a really rubbish Christmas song lyric.
Yeah.
Who would you like in your stocking? A. Mary Berry.
I met her on Saturday.
Why?
At Strictly.
Did you?
Yeah.
Does she know who you are?
No.
No.
Right, it was amazing to meet her.
So what did you say?
I was like, hello, Mary, I'm Scott. And she was like, hello. And then just walked off.
Did you get a selfie?
No. She was doing the terms and conditions for Claudia Winkleman.
Oh.
On telly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so A, Mary Berry. B, Paul Hollywood.
Ooh.
Or C, Mel and Sue.
That's the Mel and Sue.
Why?
I just think that they're more likely to go out partying than Mary Berry or Paul Hollywood. I just can't see them being out after 10 o'clock at night.
Scott, who would you like in your stocking? Let's open this one to you.
Mel.
No, it's Mel and Sue, or Paul Hollywood, or Mary Berry.
No, I like Sue as well, but I don't really know her.
It's not Mel, not Sue.
But I know... Can I just have Mel?
No.
Okay, Mel and Sue, she can come as well.
Okay. Would you like to see any of those people on Christmas Day, though?
Mary Berry I would like to see on Christmas Day.
Okay.
But I think conversation would run out quite quick.
Just as a quick insight to how you work at Christmas, Scott, like, do you cook on Christmas Day? Like, what happens?
I don't know, I heat it up.
What do you mean?
There's a shop that you can go to where basically they just do it all for you and then you just put it in the oven, so I've done that.
Takeaway.
I'm having a kebab.
You're having a Peking duck. Shredded duck on Christmas Day. That'd be quite nice.
It's just, I'm just heating stuff up, basically. But I am putting it in the oven.
So you microwave your Christmas dinner.
No, I'm heating it up.
It's cool. I'm just interested to know how it works in your house.
Yeah, so I go and get it from the supermarket, heat it up, and then an hour later it's all good.
So what you're telling me, Scott, is you cook your Christmas dinner.
Well, I'm heating it up.
Yeah, but that's cooking.
Is it, though?
Yes. If you put something in the oven... Cooking.
Yeah, but I've done none of the prep. It's all prepped already.
In what sense? Am I missing something here? You're telling me you go to the supermarket, you buy ingredients, you put them in the oven, your Christmas dinner's ready.
Yes.
And you're calling that heating up. That's cooking.
Is it?
Yeah, if you put a potato in the oven, it cooks and it turns into a jacket potato or a roast potato. That's a process known as cooking.
Okay. Maybe I'm doing myself down here a bit. Do you think?
It's like, all I do is I buy a load of sprouts, scrub them, chop them up, do it in bits of bacon and butter, and I have myself these lovely sprouts. It's like, yeah, that's called preparing and cooking.
No, but
or,
I don't...
Or like, I buy a bird, I stuff it.
No, but you're getting it wrong, because I don't prepare it.
I then put it in the... I heat
it's
it up
prepared.
In the oven.
That's it's prepared.
That's a cooked turkey.
But it's prepared, though. I've done none of the preparation.
Yeah, but you don't have to catch the turkey
yourself.
No,
but I'm just putting it...
When you go to the shop, you buy the turkey.
But I'm putting it in the oven. That's it. Sorry about this, Will. We have to play a little domestic here. Sorry about that. Anyway, so at the end of that quiz...
Ah, right, yes.
What Christmas dinner dish is, Will?
Mm, so what was your answer? Mel and Sue on that one?
Yeah, Mel and Sue.
So I just need to add up A, C, C, Mel and Sue... Right,
I can't wait for this.
Will, you ready?
I'm ready. I'm sat down.
Which Christmas dinner dish are you?
You're a roast potato.
Oh, that's all right.
It's got some blurb underneath, like always. You're not the headline act in this meal, but you're a key player, and Christmas isn't complete without you.
soft and fluffy on the inside and crispy on the outside. Rubbish. People think you're hard, but it doesn't take much to soften you. Basically gravy. Boiled, mashed or baked, you're versatile.
Yeah, maybe the fluffy bit's okay.
How do you feel about that? You're a roast potato, you are.
I've been called worse. I'm better than being a buffalo, I think.
I imagine you have, yeah.
We've all learnt something from this.
I don't think that was a waste of time at all.
Do you not?
No.
It's good to do a Christmas quiz.
Yeah. Go and tell everyone you know that you're a roast potato.
I'm on it now.
Right. When's your next stag do, then?
I've got Las Vegas next week.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Tell me in a second.
And who's this with?
A guy called Dave. That's all I know.
You getting shirts made?
Yeah, shirts. I should maybe get my shirt on New Year's Eve.
So mad your life right now. All right, good to speak to you, Will. Have a good Christmas and happy more stag do's in 2016.
Yep, have a Christmas, guys.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Britney Spears, slightly whiffy, My Only Wish on BBC Radio 1. Good afternoon, Greg James.
Only you can say that because you're a huge Britney Spears fan.
Yeah. I mean, it's not her best work.
No.
But it's a Christmas song, it's fine. There are worse. How are you?
I'm very well. I've just watched your video. I've just watched Wahlberg and...
Feral.
Brilliant.
Good, eh? It's good.
Yeah, so good.
Some of the stuff that we obviously can't play on the radio is on the video.
and it happens in the first minute.
Yes.
As well, which is really good.
It doesn't take long for it to kick off.
The insults game escalates quite quickly.
Really quickly.
It's on radio on Twitter.
You have to sort of reiterate the title of it. Playground Insults.
Playground Insults. Okay, good. Here's Real or No Real for today.
Kim Kardashian has released her own set of emojis called Kimojis.
I can't even pretend. Mm. It's you can't not have seen this.
Mm.
It's but I can't bear it.
But why?
I know it's the festive season, but it's just too much.
I don't think she's going to be as heavily featured in next year as this year. That's just my prediction. What I mean is I'm kind of hoping it's not so much of a thing. 2016.
I definitely think it's going to be a thing still.
Do you really?
I do, yeah.
But is she not just, you know, getting it all out now?
Yeah.
Because she knows that the...
Kardashians has been on for like 6 years now.
Yeah, but she's riding the crest. Not going to be around in 5 years.
Yeah, but we said this about Towie.
Well, it isn't really.
I'm still on.
Just about.
Who are the new ones coming through?
Not as big though, is it?
No, not anymore.
Who's the new ones coming through? You're quite good with these American TV shows.
No, I still think they're smashing it.
I mean, who's set to really annoy us next year?
I actually don't know. It's
going
to become more of a Kylie Jenner situation than a Kim Kardashian situation really soon, if not already.
It's also going to become a really big Brooklyn Beckham situation.
Yeah.
In about 2 years.
Yeah.
But it's already massive now.
But bigger.
Yeah.
Did you see Beckham on Graham Norton?
I didn't see it, you know.
Brilliant.
Was it?
And he was talking to Graham Norton about the fact that he now gets... He's just Brooklyn's dad sometimes. Because people in the street are like, oh my God, it's Brooklyn. Yeah. And his dad.
Oh, that's weird.
But Graham Norton was having none of it and he went, yeah, right.
Okay, so Kim Kardashian has her own emojis. Depressingly real?
Depressingly, real. Horrifically real.
That one is real.
Yep. They came out yesterday, immediately crashed the App Store.
One of them is just an arse, though.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I like the one of her crying as well.
She's having a laugh. She is having a laugh.
She is laughing at all of us.
It's true.
One
She's
by
having
one.
A laugh. She's like, I'm just going to make my bum into an emoji and just sell it for so much money. And people are buying it. She's having a laugh. Stop giving her such a good Christmas. Stop it, everyone.
And next.
A man in Wiltshire has celebrated Christmas, including presents, Christmas dinner and decorations, every day for the last 20 years.
Great.
Well, isn't that bloke off that song?
He's taking it too literally.
The thing is, Christmas is fun, so I guess if you...
Not every
you know,
day,
if you really
though,
enjoy
mate.
It, you want to do it every day.
I wish it could be Christmas every day. Actually, I don't. I don't. No. Not every day. Boring. Eventually boring.
Well, how often would you like it to be?
Well, because every day I'd be there with a glass of Buck's Fizz in my hand watching a Bond film and the Queen.
So you wish it could be Christmas, what, once a week?
Yeah. Like at weekends.
Just once a week. Do you know what I like?
Good
wish
Nan's
it
round
could
again.
Be Christmas once a week.
Realistic.
It is more realistic. Also, you'd be broke.
Here is a controversial statement.
Uh-oh.
Christmas Eve's better.
Than Christmas Day?
Yeah. We'll discuss. Well, the feeling of Christmas Eve.
Yeah, you're right.
And then the evening of Christmas Eve and like seeing old mates or whatever.
Yeah.
Tends to be more fun than
the actual Christmas Day.
5 p.m. on Christmas Day, forget it. It's so depressing. 5 p.m.
It's
all
yeah,
done.
That's hard because it does feel like it's kind of over.
Yeah.
You just look at you're sifting through the presents going, oh, I've like, seen that already.
And it's also like, that is it that really it? Like, yeah. Well, one day, that's it.
Big
do
build up.
Do you know what you got to do though? You got to make Boxing Day banging. That's like.
But it's not Christmas.
You really need, do you know what I mean? Make sure you get out to a football match and then enjoy it from there on in, because that's always an early kickoff.
I think you're talking to the wrong guy with Scott there. He's like, get yourself to a football match, mate.
No idea.
Do something on Boxing Day.
Please
that's my big suggestion.
Please take Scott to a Boxing Day football match. Please.
Sorry?
Take him to a football on Boxing Day.
What, for Chelsea on Boxing Day if you fancy it, Scott?
No.
Yeah, you literally haven't even got any excuses that you can think of.
No, I haven't. I just...
It's like not even the journey for you.
I tried to think of one, but I feel bad today, so I couldn't think of
just
one.
Just a
so
flat
I just,
no.
I just said no.
No.
So,
real
or no? No. Real or no real, a man in Wiltshire celebrated Christmas every day for the last 20 years.
Oh, it sounds like something someone's going to do. I'm going to have to go real.
Yeah, it's going to be real, but I'm really worried about him. Is he okay?
Is real.
Oh, my God. And is he on his own?
I don't know.
What?
His name is Andy Park. He has a full Christmas dinner, watches the Queen's speech, and posts himself a card every single day.
He's not okay.
Not okay,
it's
hun.
A cry for help. Please, someone go around and see him.
Yeah, Andy
please.
Park, if you live next door to Andy Park. And finally...
Radio 1's Nick Grimshaw is on the snow diet this Christmas. He can only eat things beginning with the letters S, N, O or W.
Sick diet. That's got... Like, seriously, I'm on a sick diet. It's the snow diet. You've got to try it. It's brilliant.
S, N, O, W. That's what we're saying. Spaghetti...
Oh my God, I've lost so much weight on the snow diet. Yeah.
Nutella.
Yeah, oranges.
Oranges.
And Weetabix.
Oh my God, sick.
Sick.
Imagine that.
I can have as much Weetabix as I want.
All the spaghetti, Nutella, oranges and Weetabix you want, Grim. That's the snow diet.
This is so the kind of diet he would do, though. It really is. And tell his friends.
It's... Actually, sounds like it could be a go with that because I can't think of many unhealthy foods
apart from
with those letters.
Apart from sugar.
Apart from well, sugar. I mean, if you have any, that's just straight sugar. I'm talking about like meals,
right?
Like what?
Well, name an unhealthy meal beginning with W. Go on.
Waffles.
All right.
What a rubbish.
What else?
On, then.
Waffles? That's bad. They're bad for you.
What's O then?
O. Don't know.
See?
This is actually on Radio 1. Going out, it goes out everywhere, this. Everywhere.
I still haven't thought of an unhealthy meal beginning with O, though, and nor have you.
Oreos.
Thank
N.
You.
Well, I said Nutella.
And S.
S.
Not sugar, that's not a meal. Spam?
Strudel?
No.
Sausages?
Yeah, there we are. Not healthy.
I'm not sure what that proved.
This is the worst talking point
literally
we've ever,
ever.
Done. All of us.
Ever.
We should all be ashamed of ourselves.
And I've done a lot of bad ones, but this is the worst.
I'm so sorry, everyone. It's silly season.
I feel like I'm back on Power FM.
You will be soon.
It won't be long. It's not even on anymore.
You'll buy it and start it up.
They switched it off.
It's not even on anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, so Grimmy is on the snow diet. Real or no real?
Please, it's got to be real.
I don't know.
Real or no real? It's a game.
I'm so hot.
I'm really hot.
I think this is... I think. What did you say, Greg?
Real or no real?
Real. I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, after all that, it's not even real. At the end of that round of real or no real.
Oh my God.
I got 30. Greg got 20. I win. Yeah.
Should we go and buy Power FM and start it up?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1 with a Christmas Bumbleo Wednesday.
1.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.